This is Eli Manna. I'm one of the clinical managers. And in this week's clinical corner, we're going to be discussing filters, HMEs, HMEFs, and how they how clinicians actually incorporate them in their practice, whether in the respiratory or anesthesia realm. So in respiratory and anesthesia practice, airway management devices play a critical role in protecting patients, maintaining humidification, and reducing contamination risk. Among the most commonly used disposable products are filters, HMEs, and HMEFs. HME stands for heat and moisture exchanger, and HMEF stands for heat and moisture exchanger filters. So understanding the differences between these products is essential for an effective clinical discussion with providers and facilities. Filters, really airway filters are designed primarily for microbial and particulate filtration within breathing circuits, whether respiratory or anesthesia. They help reduce cross-contamination between the patient, ventilator, and environment by trapping bacteria, viruses, and debris. These filters are commonly used in anesthesia circuits, ICU ventilators, transport ventilation, and pulmonary function testing. Key clinical considerations include the quality filtration efficiency. Usually we want a bacteria filter to be at least rated at 99.9% filtration. We also would like to consider the minimal interference with breathing due to the resistance to airflow, because now we added an extra product, an extra filter in line between the patient and the ventilator. Minimal dead space volume that the filter will hold. And really the dead space is the amount of air inside the circuit or inside the filter that's really not moving. It's collecting CO2, but it's not moving much. And it's very important in neonatal and pediatric applications. And clinicians also like to consider the moisture handling capacity of a filter. So high efficiency filters are especially important in infection prevention protocols and during cases involving immunocompromised or infectious patients. So it can go both ways. We're either protecting the machine and the environment, or we are protecting the actual patient who's immunocompromised, and we don't want to give him a bacteria that's going to create a problem that he or she at this point do not need. Filters need to be routinely replaced, typically every 24 hours and as needed as they become soiled or they hold excess moisture. HEPA, high efficiency particulate air filters. HEPA filters are specialized filters that capture particles as small as 0.3 microns, which include many airborne bacteria and some viruses. So 0.3 micron is a very, very small surface area. It's way smaller than the surface area of one hair, and that's designed to pick up a lot of, or actually hold a lot of bacteria, especially when we talk about contaminants such as coronavirus. In healthcare settings, HEPA filters are used for air intake in respiratory and anesthesia ventilators, as well as room air purification systems, adding an additional layer of protection. By removing fine airborne particulates, HEPA filters help maintain a clean respiratory environment for patients, particularly those compromised or have a weakened immune system. Heat and moisture exchangers, HMEs. HMEs are passive humidification devices designed to conserve a patient's exhaled heat and moisture and return it during inhalation. In other words, it's going to capture the heat and moisture when a patient exhales, and then during the next breath, it's going to try to deliver that same heat and moisture back into the lungs to keep the airway moist. Often referred to as an artificial nose, HMEs help compensate for the loss of natural upper airway humidification in intubated or tracheostomized patients. Normally, nasal passages warm and humidify inspired air, but artificial airways like endotracheal tubes, nasal tubes, tracheostomies bypass these natural systems, leaving the lungs exposed to cold, dry medical gases. Benefits of HMEs include reduced airway drying, improved secretions management, lower cost and simplicity compared to active heated humidification systems, ease of use in transport, and short-term ventilation. Clinicians often evaluate HMEs based on humidification performance, minimum absolute humidity output of at least 30 milligrams per liter of water. So the 30 milligrams are really a designation of HMEs. You don't want to really sell a customer any HME that's going to hold less or deliver less than 30 milligrams, because they're not going to, those HMEs will not deliver enough humidity to the lungs. Clinicians often also evaluate the resistance to flow when an HME is placed in line between the ventilator and the patient, and then the volume of dead space, particularly for pediatric and neonates. However, HMEs may not be appropriate for every patient. Patients with thick secretions, high minute volume ventilation demands, hypothermia, or prolonged ventilation requirements may benefit more from active humidification systems. HMEs need to be frequently replaced, often every 24 hours and as needed, depending on whether they are soiled or saturated with humidity and other body fluids. Heat and moisture exchanger filters, or HMEFs. HMEFs combine the humidification function of an HME with the filtration capability of a breathing circuit filter. These devices are widely used in anesthesia and critical care settings because they provide both airway conditioning and infection control in a single disposable product. Clinicians often evaluate HMEFs based on humidification performance, minimum absolute humidity output of 30 milligram per liter of water, viral and bacterial filtration efficiency, 99.999% or higher. So now the requirement is not only 99.9, but we're adding three nines after the decimal point. That's what makes it a high efficiency filtration. The clinicians will also evaluate resistance to flow, the volume of dead space, and the duration of use recommendations, which is a minimum of 24 hours. For sales representatives, it is important to recognize that clinicians balance infection prevention with ventilation performance. A device with excellent filtration but excessive resistance or dead space may not be ideal for smaller or critically ill patients. Let's talk clinical value for providers. When discussing disposables with respiratory therapists, anesthesiologists, CRNAs, and ICU staff, we should focus conversations on patient outcomes, workflow efficiency, and evidence-based performance rather than simply product specifications. In other words, keep your conversations patient-centric, start with the patient, and then work your way out from there. Some of the questions that clinicians commonly ask include, does this product meet infection prevention standards? And we can refer to the filtration capacity, whether 99.9 or 99.999% efficiency. They will also ask, how does it perform with long cases or extended ventilation? And we can respond, it all depends on the patient and how soiled the filter may become during the ventilation. Otherwise, it's solid and it should last for a good 24 hours. They will also ask about the impact on airway resistance and dead space. We should always refer back to the product specifications, and those numbers are very specific, and you will find them in the IFUs. And it's very important that we share that information with the clinicians for them, because that's going to enable them to use them on a correct population, whether adult or pediatric. They will also ask if it's suitable for neonatal, pediatric, or adult populations. Again, like my previous point, we should give them all the information, the specs, as far as dead space, resistance to flow, and filtration levels. They will also ask how often should it be changed. This is a very subjective question. Again, it's as needed. Normally, those devices should last for 24 hours. Unless, again, they become soiled with either secretions, blood, water, or what have you. Otherwise, when that happens, then the resistance to flow is going to increase, and it's time for us to replace that HME filter or HMEF. Understanding these clinical priorities helps position sales representatives as knowledgeable resources rather than just product vendors. Final takeaway: filters, HMEs, and HMEFs are foundational components of respiratory and anesthesia disposables. While they may appear similar, each serves a distinct clinical purpose involving filtration, humidification, or both. A strong understanding of device functionality, patient application, and clinical trade-offs allows sales representatives to better support healthcare providers and improve patient care discussions. If you need additional information, you can always contact Brandon Gilbert, the product manager, who'll be able to support you with all the clinical information that you will need to make an informative conversation with your customers.